Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the next hour here on this national broadcast, and a good one this is going to be. I can promise you that, because I'm angry. And I tried to calm down overnight, and it got worse. It built. And I felt my blood pressure rising, and that's okay, because that's how you fight a good fight. But I'm angry for a number of reasons, not the least of which is it's tough enough and bad enough that we have to fight Michael Bloomberg and the un-Americans, the Pied Pipers, and their little un-American rats as they lie across America about you and your lifestyle. And, you know, the Brady campaign is out today with another email. We're going to take down the NRA in Virginia. You know, these people are just, they're sewer rats is what they are. And when they say they're going to do these things, they're talking about you and I. And it's bad enough that we have to fight them. But when we have to fight the elected sheriff, who, as you know, I am a huge fan of the sheriff is the oldest elected office in America. But when we have to fight them we will, and we will fight them to win. We will fight them to take them to the mat. Because when the sheriff lies about your right to bear arms in any state, in any jurisdiction, it matters to all of us, because these are elected officials. And in a day and age when Bloomberg is spending millions, tens of millions of dollars to foster those lies and spread them like the cancer and disease that they are, we have to out them. And when it's a state like Florida, the gunshine state, a very important state, a critical state in the fight for our right to keep and bear arms, it makes that battle even that much more important that we win it. Joining me today is a great friend of mine and someone who is fighting that battle in Florida every single day, fighting that battle so hard, so deep in the trenches, that he was unable to join me on the program for even one segment yesterday because of deadlines. And that's Lee Williams, the gun writer Herald Tribune down in Sarasota. Lee, welcome to the program. Let's get on this right away. This is important stuff today. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, last couple of days have been a blur, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, whoa, you know it, man. You know, well, you're welcome. You know that. Tell me why they've been a blur. Let's jump all over this.
Well, it was brought to our attention, a story that Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri, an interview he gave to the Palm Beach Post. They put it online in their opinion page. Right. And if you just read it, you almost weep. It is just, it's all about open carry and his alleged problems that he has with open carry. And I've never seen a story so chock full of untruths and lies and innuendo and misstatements. It takes the breath away.
All right, let me start. Let's go here. We have the entire hour today, and I want to pick this apart for those of you across the country who may not know what we're talking about. Lee brought this to my attention yesterday, and I spent a great deal of time on the program discussing this with you, letting you know that we were going to follow up with it today, and that's what we're doing for you, because it is so important. Salem, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, Olympia, Washington, soon to be Boston, Miami, Tampa, Sarasota, of all places, you're listening to this program, and this matters to every one of you, whether you live in the Pacific Northwest or whether you live down in the trenches in Florida. This matters to all of us. As you know, the fight matters to all of us. Lee, when you first brought this to my attention, what we're talking about here is the sheriff's lies, the Palm Beach Post. I read some of this yesterday. Let's go into that Palm Beach Post piece quickly. It's titled, Florida Sheriffs Oppose Open Carry Legislation. Tell me about the open carry legislation working its way through the Florida legislature right now.
it's not a bad bill as far as open carry goes. It's not the gold standard, but we have no open carry right now. We have what's known as open carry light. If you're a concealed carrier and your gun becomes visible, your clothing rides up, you can't be charged with open carry. Open carry is a crime here. So the bill before the legislature now is much better. It would allow your traditional open carry. There are some things that need to be tweaked in it, but it's a heck of a lot better than what we've got now, which is zero open carry. It's sailing through the legislature. It's cleared Senate and House committees. It's got two more committees to go in the Senate. A lot of the observers up in Tallahassee think it could pass and end up on the governor's desk.
Is this tied to campus carry at all, or is it a standalone bill?
Standalone bill.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good thing. We take incremental steps. We take the victories. You know, we'd like to have them all at one shot. We'd like to wipe out the permit process and have constitutional carry, of course, across the board immediately. But we understand in today's climate we can't do that, particularly with shifting demographics in the state of Florida. We'll go there in just a few minutes. But open carry light, who opposed open carry light at the legislature last year or open carry at the legislature last year when it came up?
Florida Sheriff's Association.
Oh, wait a minute. The Florida Sheriff's Association, at that time, it was headed by none other than Grady Judd, I do believe.
That is correct, sir.
All right. I'm no fan of Grady Judd's. I like the work he's doing, but I think he needs to stay off the microphone.
Yeah, and we go back to work. Elect our senior law enforcement officials to enforce the law. It becomes problematic when they want to pick and choose the laws and help bills become laws.
Well, people say, you know, Florida's the gunshine state. The Florida sheriffs. Man, are they really anti-gun? Now, this is personal for me, Lee, because, you know, I'm sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios now in the state bordering you, north of you, and in the state that most people refer to that you have to go to. Florida's the only state in the country you have to drive north to get south, okay, because of those shifting demographics. So we really are south. North of you here. And I say that for a reason, because we have better gun laws than Florida. And that I never thought I would say when I first relocated up here. It wasn't the case. But this is personal for me. I hold this dearly as I watch what's happening in Florida, because what happens in Florida impacts you, Salem, and will impact you, Seattle and Colorado and around the country. This is very important legislation. And the battle being waged here is being watched by none other than Bloomberg. And I guarantee you there's some of Bloomberg's money floating around Florida right now. Would you agree with that?
100%. Completely. All right. We know it's here.
All right. We won't attempt to pinpoint it right now because we can't. We'll save that for a later show. That will begin to expose itself as time goes by. So let's go back to the Florida Sheriff's Association. It's no longer headed by Grady Judd. The president of the Florida Sheriff's Association now is a woman by the name of Sadie Darnell, out of Alachua County. That, of course, Alachua County, of course, encompasses the Gainesville area, correct?
Correct.
Okay, she's a Democrat. Now, what party, Lee, wants your guns?
let me think. That would be the Democrats.
All right, you and I talked significantly off air over the last couple of since yesterday, let's put it that way. And I think we came up with a great idea. I mentioned this to you. I should have said it on the air, but it didn't really pop into my head after I was off the air yesterday. We need to change the initials next in the parentheses next to people's names to denote who they are. D needs to now become DS, Democrat Socialist. I needs to become Q for questioning, right? Independence. Let's get politically correct here. Let's play their game.
Perfect.
Q. Independent needs to be, and the R needs to stay because it represents Rhino. So we've got Rhino R, we have I for Q, questioning, and we have DS for Democrat Socialist. Let's call them what they want, what they were talking about, and the way they've shifted. Let's not mince words here. So Sadie Darnell is now the president of the Florida Sheriff's Association. She's out of Alachua County. Is Alachua County a red county or a blue county, do you know?
I would
need to put you on the spot.
Purplish. I'm not that familiar with it.
All right, I'll pull it up during the break. I'll look at how it voted over the last election during the break. Hillsborough and Pinellas, sadly, voted blue.
Yeah.
Over the last two elections. Hence why it's fascinating when we go into the next segment. I'm going to play an audio tape of said Florida Sheriff's Association, and I'm going to remind you what they said at the time as the association was headed by Grady Judd out in Polk County. I want you to hear what the Florida Sheriff's Association said at a legislative hearing about the open carry bill, or I think it was about the emergency powers bill, or the Emergency Act, if you recall, Lee.
The evacuation, yeah.
The evacuation. It makes no difference what it was. What I want you to hear is what they said about you and your right to bear arms, keeping in mind that the spokesperson who was saying what you're going to hear on this audio tape in just a moment, nothing she said wasn't approved by the Florida Sheriff's Association. It was all approved, or she couldn't have said it, in other words. Everything that came out of her mouth as a spokesperson was coming from the top of the FSA. And then we're going to go into, because we're getting ready to take a break right now, Bob Galtieri and what he's talking about, because they're talking out both sides of their mouth. We're going to expose it next on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer at the Sarasota Herald Tribune. You can read him at Gunwriter, at the Gunwriter, the Gunwriter. It's easy to get to. Just remember, the Gunwriter. We'll be right back.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Jumping right back into it, we've set it up for you. You now know the players in this game, the Florida Sheriff's Association. I submit to you, they don't like your right to bear arms. I don't care what they say. We're going to prove that to you in just a few moments. Bob Galtieri says he respects the Second Amendment, but there's a big but in there. I'm going to submit to you that he doesn't. We're going to prove that to you in just a moment. I'm talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer, Herald Tribune down in Sarasota. Lee, let's start with this, the Palm Beach Post piece, now that the players are known. He answered a number of questions that ticked you off, rightfully as they should. I know that because you called me to tell me that and gave me the link to the piece. What specifically did you pull out of the Palm Beach Post interview?
Well, the first one, he had some bad math on the actual number of sheriffs that opposed it. He said 82% of the sheriffs opposed open carry. We redid his math. It's more like 75%.
Well, why should that matter? Why should that matter? If we're going to generalize, isn't that what happens? I'm being facetious, but I want to point this out as we go along. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he really hit it over the head that daycares and McDonald's and private businesses are going to be inundated with people carrying guns. Hey, our bill has nothing to do with private property rights. Any business may prohibit open carry of firearms on their own private property. But the big thing for me was the law in the 45 states. There's 45 states that allow it, as you well know. But he told the reporter that you couldn't use that comparison. I think he said it wasn't an apple to apples or an accurate comparison. And it is. It's working in 45 states. It should work here. And I asked him about it when I spoke to him, and he just threw up this wall of filibustering that was horrible to try and pierce. That one was the biggest one for me. But the absolute kicker, was the bearing arms part. That's by far the worst. He doesn't view open carry as the bearing arms portion of the Second Amendment, like everybody. I think even some of Bloomberg's folks would admit that, yes, openly carrying a firearms constitutes bearing arms.
Okay.
But not for Sheriff Galtieri. But he does.
All right, let me go to the NRA ILA. They picked up your piece.
Yeah.
So it's out there. The NRA, you can read this piece at NRAILA.org that Lee wrote. It's right here. I'm going to give you part of it right now. Bearing arms portion. Sheriff Galtieri told me, meaning you, he absolutely, in quotes, supports the right to carry a concealed firearm. The right. I want you to listen to this carefully. Sheriff Galtieri told me he absolutely supports the right to carry a concealed firearm, but he refuses to support open carry. What I am against is the unnecessary and unreasonable display of firearms, he said, quoting, continuing, there's no right here being infringed on. Everyone has a right to carry a firearm concealed. Now, Sean, do you have that tape queued up for me? Okay, let me set this up briefly. This is the Florida Sheriff's Association, who he is speaking on behalf of now publicly, last year in front of the Florida State Legislature. Again, Sheriff Galtieri just said in this piece, there's no right here being infringed on. Everyone has a right to carry a firearm concealed. Sean, go ahead and play the tape.
So on behalf of the Florida sheriffs, we oppose the bill as drafted. Florida sheriffs support Second Amendment rights for Florida citizens, and we affirm our ongoing support for Florida citizens to responsibly own firearms. We understand this is a very passionate and important debate. But in our opinion, there is a difference between owning a firearm and carrying one concealed on your person. Owning a firearm is a right. Carrying it concealed is a privilege.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. Lee? Now, I played that tape when it first aired on this program and on my Monster Sunday program, and I can assure you I'm going to play it on almost 200 radio stations Sunday because I'm not going to end. This is not going to end here.
So
I want to know, and I want your opinion. Which one is it, Sheriff Bob? Is it a right or is it a privilege? According to the Florida Sheriff's Association, carrying concealed is a privilege. See, what they're doing here is they're playing both sides of the fence. It's coming out both sides of their mouth. Lee, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear you say that you're not going to let this die, especially with your reach and your audience. Your audience should be outraged. If it happens here, it could happen anywhere.
It will happen anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I went on. I spoke to him, and he talked about, you know, well, he talked about the restrictions. We have restrictions in the Florida Constitution. And then he brought up the federal Constitution and said, and I'm going to quote him, people read too much into that.
People read. He told you people read too much into the Constitution.
Yeah, meaning
okay,
the Second Amendment.
So let's go here because we're talking about the right to keep and bear arms. Keep, and I'll quote Ted Nugent, keep means it's mine.
Yeah.
I own it. It's mine and you can't have it. Bear means to carry, to keep it on my person. That's coming from Ted Nugent, a generalized but fairly accurate paraphrased quote that he has said and given to me many times and on this program and in his books. So apparently the Florida Sheriff's Association, what, they've changed their mind now? Now because it's open carry, it's okay to conceal. Now they're shifting. And here's okay, go ahead, Lee.
Well, and he's speaking on behalf. He chairs the FSA's, the Florida Sheriff's Association's Legislative Committee, and that is the most powerful committee at the Florida Sheriff's Association. That is the one that is doing all the damage here, Mark.
So I wonder if that's what he's going to say now. How do they account for the flip-flop here? Sean, let's go ahead and play that clip one more time.
So on behalf of the Florida Sheriffs, we oppose the bill as drafted. Florida Sheriff supports Second Amendment rights for Florida citizens.
Notice the big
button
here.
And we affirm our ongoing support for Florida citizens to responsibly own firearms. We understand this is a very passionate and important debate. But, in our opinion, there is a difference between owning a firearm and carrying one concealed on your person. Owning a firearm is a right. Carrying it concealed is a privilege.
Okay, you can go ahead and stop that. Let me go back and quote the sheriff again. I don't want anybody to claim or be able to say that we're misquoting anybody. You heard the FSA spokesperson right there. Now, she was talking about a different bill, but it doesn't matter what bill she was talking about. She was stating their position on ownership and the right to keep and bear arms. She made that clear. It makes no difference what bill she was talking to the legislature about. Sheriff Galtieri told me he absolutely supports the right to carry a concealed firearm. Well, that flies directly in the face of what you just heard the FSA say last year, but he refuses to support open carry. What he's against is the unnecessary and unreasonable display of firearms. There is no right here being infringed on. Everyone has a right to carry a firearm concealed. Yeah, until the argument changes or until another bill shows up. So we're going to flip-flop on our rights. Lee, jump in.
Probably your listeners should know that the bill that they were blasting last year, the mandatory evacuation bill, Sheriff Galtieri called that crazy and absurd and said it would allow people to carry concealed firearms into a riot. All that bill does is, if you're facing a mandatory evacuation, you got to flee your home because of a hurricane, it allows you to take your gun in your car, cased, open, whatever, and take it with you. Before that bill was passed, that was illegal in a mandatory evacuation in Florida.
Did that bill, we were getting ready to take a break in 5 seconds, did that bill pass?
It's law now, yeah.
It was signed by the governor?
Yes, sir.
So the Florida Sheriff's Association can be beaten. When we come back, more exposing. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. I'm with Lee Williams, the gun writer. We'll be right back.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know, while the un-Americans want to remind you, and they do, they drive home the lies as they prostitute themselves with Bloomberg's wallet, they like to tell you that 84 people a day are killed with firearms. What they fail to tell you is that the vast majority of that is gang-related criminal-on-criminal violence. But somehow they blame you. And God, they've got to take down the NRA. And I'm here to remind you what this program is about. And that is to remind you that while they want to tell you that 84 criminals killed each other and blame you for it today, I want to remind you that 2,191 Americans on average used or will use a firearm to defend themselves the very same day. Don't believe the lies. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and those numbers are part of the defense. Let's go back to Lee Williams down in Sarasota, Herald Tribune. You are the chief investigative reporter down there, right?
Senior. I think I'm the oldest. I got the most gray hair.
I don't know if chief is better or not for this program. Let's just call you chief, bro, okay? All right. A couple things that I want to go in a different direction. I think we made it very clear that the Florida Sheriff's Association is now talking out both sides of their mouths, as is Sheriff Galtieri. Which one is it? Is it a privilege or a right? You and I both know what it is. The Second Amendment clearly states what? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And the good sheriff needs to correct himself there because he's wrong. He also mentioned Pennsylvania when he was talking about apples to apples. He said, well, in Pennsylvania, you know, Pennsylvania has open carry, Lee. And then he said, but Philadelphia doesn't allow it.
Yeah, somewhat problematic statement.
Well, it was problematic because the local authority to regulate firearms in Pennsylvania, and this is, I'm going to the left-wing law center to prevent gun violence here, a post on their website just 1 month ago, September 21st, 2015. Pennsylvania law provides that no county, municipality, or township may in any manner regulate the lawful ownership, possession, transfer, or transportation of firearms, ammunition, or ammunition components when carried or transported for purposes not prohibited by the laws of this commonwealth. In other words, Philadelphia is in violation of Pennsylvania state law. Their Supreme Court has told them that and smacked them down. Does the sheriff not know that?
I don't think he does. I really don't. I don't think he's that informed. He doesn't know our laws here very well, and he's got some issues with math. I wouldn't put it past him that he hasn't studied PA law either.
Well,
I will say
we've notified the sheriff that we were talking about him today in many different forums. If he's listening today, it's called Google, Sheriff. It works really well. My kids know how to use it. In Clark versus House of Representatives in Pennsylvania, an intermediate appellate court held that Section 6120A preempted several firearm, get this, related ordinances enacted by the city of Philadelphia in May of 07. These ordinances would have limited handgun purchases to one per month, mandated the reporting of lost or stolen firearms, required a license to acquire a firearm or bring a firearm into Philadelphia, require annual renewal of a license, allow a firearm to be confiscated from someone posing a risk of harm. Boy, that's one that's open for debate, huh?
Yeah.
Prohibited the possession or transfer of assault weapons, another phony word, assault weapons. I'm sure Galtieri knows what that means. He probably uses it regularly. And required anyone selling ammunition to report the ammunition and the purchaser to the police department. Among other things, the city argued, Lee, in essence, that they should be able to preempt state law, and their courts said no. The good sheriff needs to fix that. He needs to correct that statement. He can find that at smartgunlaws.org. That's the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, a left-wing group of attorneys that wishes they had an attorney by the name of Alan Gura on their side, by the way. Fortunately for us, they don't. All right, let's go back over to some of the other comments. Before we do that here, you reached out to the Florida Sheriff's Association today asking them what?
Well, the sheriff talked about a vote, and all the members cast a vote, and they're all constitutional officers in Florida, and they pay their dues to the Florida Sheriff's Association with public money, with taxpayer dollars. And the Florida Sheriff's Association receives taxpayer dollars. Therefore, it should be a public organization, and any vote that their members take should be what we call in Florida here in the sunshine. It should be something that's done publicly. So I asked them very nicely in an email that I want every document, every email, every note that was corresponds to that vote on their membership. They voted on whether or not they're going to support open carry. I want to see who voted against it. I want to see who voted for it, because I can't think of a more public, more defined public information than how elected officials are voting. And that's something that I think their constituents want to know. Based on the response to these stories, I know these constituents want to know it. And I'm still waiting for the documents. I was told by the spokeswoman for the FSA, that the vote was done by phone, so she's not sure if there's anything, but she's checking. Well, somebody made some notes somewhere, either on a piece of paper or electronically, and we're going to fight tooth and nail to find out how the sheriffs voted on the open carry.
Because that woman's name, let's let these people know who we're talking about. Let's let listeners know who these people are, I should say. Nanette Schimpf is the Florida Sheriff's Association spokeswoman that you reached out to. I quote her, "It was done by phone, so I suspect there is nothing to send, but I'll check." Well, if it was done by phone, somebody wrote down or checked off a box, Nanette Schimpf. We want that information.
And if that was wadded up and thrown away, that's destruction of a public record. And in Florida, that's a big deal. That's criminal, brother.
Yeah, I like what you said. You actually said her, Ms. Schimpf, please email me copies of all documents, emails, and ballots associated with the FSA member's recent vote on Senate Bill 300, the so-called open carry legislation. If you have any questions about this request, I can be contacted at blank. Thanks in advance for your consideration of this request. And again, her response to you was, "It was done by phone, so I suspect there is nothing to send, but I'll check. Sent from my iPhone," is what that was. So
we have good public records laws here in Florida, some of the best, and public officials know that they cannot destroy records that are public. I hope that's not the case, because we are talking something that's very serious, more serious than some embarrassment to some sheriffs on their vote about open carry.
Okay. Well, I suspect that you're going to get that information.
Yeah, either that or our attorneys will get it for us.
Yeah, your attorneys will get it for you. I don't think it will go that far. However, you never know. We've seen some crazy stuff go on in Florida. We've called them out over the years. You know, I had a lot of counties in Florida. Well, you know, speaking of that, let me go here, because this is where I wanted to go after the break. We might as well just set it up now. In the original interview with the Palm Beach Post, here's what Sheriff Galtieri said. Now, I was hard on him about this yesterday. I lost sleep over this tonight. Thanks a lot for that, by the way, Sheriff. I need to get sleep. But in Florida, cities like West Palm Beach or St. Petersburg are actually prohibited from passing their own gun ordinances, like Philadelphia, right? So the Palm Beach Post knew that Philadelphia was in violation of state law. Apparently, they knew more than he did. And his answer was, Florida passed a pretty drastic law a few years ago prohibiting local opt-out. Now, there is a ton of ignorance in that statement. First of all, drastic to Sheriff Galtieri, who is the head of the legislative branch of the FSA, mind you. He's the powerful guy that's going to tell the spokesperson what to say when they go up in front of a hearing or in front of the legislature to fight against your right to keep and bear arms. And it's not just in Florida. It's everywhere when it's the Sheriff's Association. He called preemption drastic. And what he refers to as drastically is giving it teeth, because you had local municipalities who were violating Florida law. They were violating the preemption like Philadelphia did. Florida went a step farther.
There wasn't any penalty until they changed it. Now
there is now.
$5,000 in removal from office, and the statute specifically says the public official has to pay the fine themselves. They can't use any taxpayer dollars.
That, according to the good sheriff in Pinellas County, is a drastic law. In other words, it's drastic to force public officials to follow their own state law. We're going to talk about what he meant by opting out when we come back in just a second. This guy needs a lot of work. Pinellas County, you're listening right now. As we say down south, north of your border, bless your hearts. We'll be right back.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters. This is the final segment of what's been a dynamite and explosive program so far today. Back with Lee Williams, the gun writer, Herald Tribune. Great to have you here, Lee, as usual. Looking forward to tipping back one with you in the very near future, my friend.
Absolutely. Can't wait, man. You got to get back here.
Won't be long, trust me. Florida passed a pretty drastic law a few years ago prohibiting local opt-out. Of course, the sheriff is referring to a drastic law. It's drastic to the sheriff to put teeth into a law to require public officials who violate state law to not violate state law and to actually fine them and remove them from office if they don't. And here's what he said about opt-out, prohibiting opt-out. What he meant by opt-out is, well, they can't say they don't want to enforce that law.
It's disingenuous as hell.
I could come up with a lot harsher word than that, but it'll do for now.
Yeah, it's not a school issue. They're not opting out of some school issue. It's state law. You cannot opt out of state law. You can't, as a municipality, choose not to follow state law. I think the drastic and the opt out are incredible hyperbole. But his whole thing was replete with hyperbole. And
it tells you how he thinks. It's very important that people understand how he thinks. He believes this. He says his next statement, his follow-up, is there are actually fines in the thousands of dollars in removal from office for public officials who do so. I'll repeat myself from yesterday when I brought this up. Well, hell yes, there are. There should be criminal prosecution involved.
There are fines when you break any law.
There are fines for me when I break the law, good sheriff. Good heavens. Okay. Now, he then goes on to talk about how it's significantly different in 45 states. He makes the following comment, and I really am looking forward to your opinion here. Because we all know the permit aspect. Question from the Palm Beach Post. You said it doesn't allow law enforcement officers to demand to see someone's permit. What's the law on that? The good sheriff said, right now they have to produce their permit if they are asked, but some language in the bill raises questions about whether a law enforcement officer will be able to do that in the future. Of course, we feel if somebody is walking down the street openly carrying a firearm, a law enforcement officer should be able to approach them and request the permit that authorizes them to do it. In other words, he wants to be able to violate your Fourth Amendment protections when you are simply walking down the street violating absolutely no law. Just the way, Sheriff, we can do it south of you, north of your border in the state of Georgia, sir, where it isn't a problem. You might want to talk with some of the sheriffs in this state who cannot, by law, ask for that permit, and it hasn't been a problem. Why? Because law-abiding citizens are, in fact, law-abiding. Now, Lee, you mentioned in your piece about what is the law state in Florida. Tell us, explain to us why he's wrong on that.
The bill is open carry. You're subject to the same restrictions as you would concealed carry. And if you're asked, if you're asked to show your papers, you have to produce them. Am I happy with that it's going to happen to open carriers? No, absolutely not. I would love the same protections, the Fourth Amendment protections you have there in Georgia. However, we don't have open carry right now, so let's get it on the books one step at a time. The only way I can open carry is if I've got a fishing pole in my hand, or like Sunday, I'm going to the range. I can open carry then, to and from the range. Are any of us happy about the show me your papers portion? No, but it's better if we get it on the books. It's better than what we have now, which is really nothing.
Yeah, well, this my statement here gets me in trouble sometimes from the absolutist who would, and there are people out there on our side of this issue who would say we either get it right or we don't. Those are the same people who would say, you know, the Second Amendment is my carry permit, which I absolutely agree with.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But we have to take these incremental steps. You're absolutely correct. I'm in agreement with you that we need to, and wherever you happen to be, please understand what I'm telling you. It's the same thing. Doesn't matter what law we're talking about. I mentioned New York State and the court case up there that we'll be talking about on the Monster program Sunday. There were a couple of victories inside the decision in Connecticut and New York. It upheld their bans on the guns that you didn't want it upheld on, that I didn't want it upheld on, but it also struck down a couple parts too. That's why Mr. King of the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association was happy with that, because we did get a couple pieces. We realize that this is incremental steps we have to take. We might not get it all at once. And Lee, I agree with you. Let's get open carry passed in Florida. Let's get Scott to sign it, which no doubt he will sign it. So the key is to get this thing passed. Then you do what you did in Georgia, what we did in Georgia. You wipe it out and you fix it next legislative session or the one after that. That's how you get it done. What we have to worry about in Florida, Lee, as you know, is changing demographics.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's happening rapidly in Florida. What used to be a very red state is now turning purple in the population centers, which is Miami, Hillsborough, and Duval County up in Jacksonville. But let's read under existing law, Lee, what you quoted. Under the 790 statutes, which everybody who lives in Florida knows are the weapon statutes in Florida, license holders are required to have the license with them at all times in which the licensee is in actual possession of a concealed weapon or firearm, and must display both the license and proper identification upon demand by a law enforcement officer. Does the new bill, open carry bill, change that?
Not in any way. Same requirements.
Then what the hell was the sheriff talking about?
I have no idea.
He has no idea either. What this guy's doing is spitting out the anti-gun, un-American, from the un-Americans, the prohibitionists. This guy is scared of you having a right and exercising a right that he doesn't like. Why? Because for some reason in his mind, it's this ego power trip cop thing that he's got. He needs to sit down and have a conversation with some of the great sheriffs, like I said, north of the border, who support Georgia's open carry, which is pretty much what Florida's going to get, which is permitted open carry, except we don't have to show me your papers.
He told the Palm Beach Post that this bill would allow someone to go into McDonald's while they're eating dinner and pull out their pistol and set it on the table right next to where they're eating. Now, you show me an open carrier that's going to do that.
Oh, I'm telling you. Hey, Sean, do you still have that audio? Can we cue up that audio one more time to leave that with listeners and show them exactly what it is we're referring to when we're talking about the Florida Sheriff's Association?
So on behalf of the Florida Sheriffs, we oppose the bill as drafted. Florida Sheriffs support Second Amendment rights for Florida citizens, and we affirm our ongoing support for Florida citizens to responsibly own firearms. We understand this is a very passionate and important debate. But, in our opinion, there is a difference between owning a firearm and carrying one concealed on your person. Owning a firearm is a right. Carrying it concealed is a privilege.
Oh, the gag reflex is kicking in. Good heavens to Betsy Lee. So I leave this discussion today with you, the gun writer at the Herald Tribune. Is it a privilege or is it a right, Sheriff Bob and FSA? Lee, you want to teach them right now for the last
minute? It's a right, and they better get used to it, whether they like it or not. It's our right.
Well, how far? Where's the bill now? What do we need to do?
Contact your lawmakers. It's doing well in the legislature. And like I said, everybody thinks it'll pass.
Well, I'm hoping it passes. I hate to make that prediction. I've reached out to Sean Carana down at Florida Carry. They do amazing work. They do absolutely amazing work. I'm looking forward to talking to him because the last I saw him, their flight was delayed in Phoenix, Arizona, and they were calling their name to get to the flight because they had fixed the mechanical problem. So I hope they all made it out of there in time. But it's very, very important, Lee, that the rest of the nation understand that this all politics may be local, but when it comes to our gun rights, what happens in the state of Florida matters everywhere, because there are other sheriffs across the country, and they are a small amount. Most of the sheriffs are very pro-gun across the country. But when we see something like this happening in Florida, the domino effect can be huge. And what's going to wind up happening is the un-Americans, the Brady campaign, the Every Town for Gun Safeties, the Shannon Watts, the rest of a Bloomberg prostitute money-grubbing liars are going to use what these sheriffs say to come after you in Minnesota, you in Oregon, you in Texas, you in Connecticut. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. 1260 AM Boston joins the program on Sunday and every day thereafter. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. We pick this discussion up on Sunday. I'll be back then.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.